go out to Scott Adams. Scott, how are you? Drew, welcome to the show.
I'm good, Dr. Drew. How are you?
Good. Explain to people how you came to understand Mr. Trump's style.
Well, I've got a background in hypnosis. I'm a trained hypnotist, and I've been studying persuasion in all its forms, partly for fun and partly for professional reasons, because if you're a writer, you need to understand persuasion. And what I saw in him was an unusual level of persuasive talent, which is independent from what you think of as, you know, personality or ethics or politics or anything else. So on that one dimension of just persuasion talent, he had a pretty full toolbox that I recognized early.
And you had the same, you studied under the same, or you read the same materials that he considered this man that was his mentor, so to speak. Is that right?
Well, Norman Vincent Peale was the author of The Power of Positive Thinking. And he taught a generation, including me, how to sort of think your way into things by really just changing your frame of how you think of things. And that individual was also the pastor at the Trump church when he was a kid.
Crazy.
And he's written about how he had a big influence. And in his day, the pastor was accused of being a hypnotist because people could feel how persuasive he was.
Is that crazy?
Really, really unbelievable.
And talk to people about how he's able to sort of add monikers to people's sort of image or name in ways that stick, like Pocahontas.
Yeah, so when other people come up with insulting political nicknames, it's just something that sort of sounds good. There's no engineering under the hood. But when Trump comes up with something like Lion Ted, it's got a couple of things going for it. One is the visual component, because Ted Cruz has this unfortunate beady-eyed look, which if you were a producer and you were casting somebody as the bad guy in a movie, you'd say, he's perfect.
Ted Cruz.
So you start with something that's got a visual to it. So low energy Jeb had, you know, a visual to it.
Right.
I got to be honest, that one doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. The other ones he does very well.
But it's stuck.
Right.
It's hard to shake it.
Visual,
I'm a boring Ted.
There's a second part that's important.
Okay.
It's set up to be a captured net for confirmation bias.
Gotcha.
Now, once you hear that Jeb is low energy, suddenly your impression that he was this calm, cool, collected businessman, politician who would just be a great leader if there was a crisis in the country because he's so cool about things, suddenly you start saying, yeah, but he's a little low energy too.
Right.
So, and when you hear that Lion Ted is Lion, he's a politician. So some things he's going to say, his opponents are going to brand as lies, whether they are or not. So that's going to be sticky in the future. And likewise, Crooked Hillary, because she, you know, had trouble getting upstairs and, you know, standing upright 100% of the time. You just got this notion that maybe her spine was a little bent and she was a little crooked. But you knew also that she would do things with the Clinton Foundation and whatnot, that there would be accusations, true or not, it didn't matter. But you would say to yourself, yeah, that sounds a little crooked, even though I don't really have any details, but that sounds like...
Sounds shaky.
Yeah. So when you see that pattern, it's and you see it repeated, and then you see the other side try to come up with good nicknames, and they're just amazingly bad, like Dangerous Donald, they tried to come up with. And that was supposed to change the minds of people who were specifically voting for him because he's dangerous.
Right, right.
it was just ill-formed, you know, from birth. And you just can't even compare the level of persuasive branding talent that goes into those things.
We are speaking with Scott Adams. He is famous for having created the cartoon Dilbert, but he also wrote a book called Win Bigly, which is about this persuasive technique that he identified in Mr. Trump and was able to make several predictions because of that. Scott, I'm going to put you on hold for a second while I finish this contest, but when you come back, I want to talk about your predictions and what you see going forward, okay?
Okay.
All right, Scott Adams. And by the way, is there a website or anything where you like people to go?
Dilbert.com will take you everywhere you need to go.